If you're a fan of musical comedy, the art form born and nurtured in the Broadway theater, nothing else will do. Clever lyrics, witty patter, beautiful melodies, these have been the ingredients of Shari Lynn's career, and she'll be celebrating them in a show next month for Mono Valley Theater called Shari Lynn and the Boys on Broadway. She's with us in our studio.
Good morning. I'm tempted to just sing all my comments to you.
I'm tempted to have
good morning. Yeah. Good morning. Okay.
That's a pretty good start. Let's see. Where can we go from there? Any number of places, right?
Good night, my someone. We could.
Well, because the great songs of the Broadway theater are songs that tell stories, right?
Of course, and they're usually topical. But you know, I'm not alone in this pursuit, in this event, Boys on Broadway. The boys, if I can tell you who they are.
Sure.
Are Kip Wilborn, Guy Marola, Buzz Tennant, Elika Santos. They are extraordinary voices, and they've all sung with opera companies. They're leading tenors who've sung with symphonies. I tell you, my first rehearsal with them was very daunting. There was so much testosterone in the room. But they're true gentlemen, and they did allow me to squeak out a few notes.
Well, so in duets, in chorus, how do you combine?
Yes, yes. We do solos, we have duets, we have trios, and then, in fact, Kip is arranging a song that Streisand, you know, that, what's her name, Streisand? Shirley
it's
Streisand
familiar.
Or something, yes.
Yeah.
Miss Streisand sang with Il Divo, so
It's
somewhere from West Side Story. So Kip is arranging that for us.
Oh boy,
and that's pretty exciting. But everything they're doing is exciting. They're doing about a 75-year retrospective of Broadway history, from Fun Home, which is current and on Manoa Valley's next season, Kiss Me Kate, West Side Story, Les Mis, A Little Night Music, Hello Dolly, which of course Bette Midler is doing on Broadway now. So there's a little something for everybody there. It's also not just Broadway comedy. It's very moving music that is not always light and happy.
Well, that term musical comedy tends to cover things that get away from being funny, right?
But we call it musical theater now, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sorry, darling.
I will.
Yes, it's musical theater now. Yes.
And that's spelled with an R-E. No
it's
doubt.
An R-E. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'll try to live up with those standards, you know.
So will we.
In the show, you know, you want the show to have a kind of a through line, a narrative, and I'm wondering if you do it chronologically or by the subjects of the songs. Or...
No, Kip Wilborn has put this together. You know, you want a show to have an arc.
Right.
And so you're opening with a very strong, upbeat opener, and then it's a series of peaks and valleys,
mm-hmm.
and he's really put it together beautifully. So there's a bright moments, and then there are beautiful ballads, and then there are very strong masculine moments, and then they leave the stage, and I come out and do my solo and mm-hmm. come back. And Jeanette Trevias is leading the orchestra, so we have a live accompaniment. It's mm-hmm. quite wonderful as well.
So it's all about the pacing of the emotions of the show.
That's
rather
right.
than a specific narrative.
Yeah, we take the audience on a musical theater journey in a variety of ways.
Yeah.
And there should be something for everyone, from the youngest to the eldest, who will remember, may have actually seen the original Oklahoma or something. We were actually talking about that earlier, right?
Well, Oklahoma has some of the greatest songs, doesn't it?
It does. And Rodgers and Hammerstein, of course, created the golden age of musical theater. And Oklahoma is played somewhere in the world every day. Someone is producing Oklahoma.
As well they should be.
And the Rodgers and Hammerstein estate is very thankful for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite ballad in this show?
Well, when I hear Kip Wilborn do Bring Him Home, I melt, as does everyone. It's so perfect for his range, and the song is so beautifully written that it's just really moving. I haven't heard everybody's solos yet, but I will tell you that everybody, Buzz Tennant, Guy Marola, Elika, they all have unique qualities to their voices
mm-hmm.
and to their personas. So everybody will bring something different. For instance, Guy Marola is doing, oh, excuse me, it's Buzz Tennant, who's doing From Closer Than Ever, a song about his father. Mm-hmm. It tears me up every time. But in contrast, they're opening this show all together with the theme from Guys and Dolls.
I love that song.
Oh, yeah. And that should bring the house down.
When you meet a gent paying all
kinds
of
rent. Yeah, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll. Nothing's changed, right, Chris?
No. That's my favorite show of all time, I got to tell you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, maybe we'll see you there.
Oh, quite likely.
Other questions, or are we done for the day?
No, we're not quite done yet. The interrogation continues. I'm wondering what your favorite is to perform.
My favorite musical
in
theater.
This show.
Oh, in this show?
Yeah. What's your moment?
We've only had one rehearsal. We rehearse every Tuesday night. Tonight is actually our second rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
But I'm learning some new material, and often, as musicians, our favorite songs are the ones that we're currently doing, it seems.
Yes, but, that's right, yeah.
So one of the songs I'm learning is from the new season that Manoah Valley Theater is bringing to us, and it's from Fun Home, mm-hmm. which won the Tony. And it's called Days and Days. And it's a woman who has been married for quite a while to a man who has a secret life that she didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And she discovers that, and she's singing to her teenage daughter that she doesn't want her to give away her days like she did in this marriage. So it's very compelling. But the song that I love that I ask Kit to do a couple of them, one is Sondheim, Send in the Clowns.
Sure.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. And then a real big belter from Hello, Dolly, Before the Parade Passes By.
Yeah. The standard that was set in the golden age, do you see it, of songwriting in particular?
Yes.
Do you see it being kept up?
Yes. It's just
you
kept
just have
up
to look,
differently.
Huh?
No, it's right there. It's happening all the time. Look at Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
You must keep theater current. Theater has to reflect current topics so that people of all generations can relate, or else you're just going to have an audience that is expiring and you're not going to be able to fill the seats with new interest. So
yeah.
Theater has to evolve. And sometimes we bemoan the fact that, they don't write them like they used to. No, there will never be another Cole Porter. There will never be another Ira Gershwin or George Gershwin.
Right.
But we have Lin-Manuel Miranda now. And we have other great writers of the theater, and to me currently, and has been for the last 40 years, Stephen Sondheim has been the genius for me.
Yeah.
And from England, of course, the British, different kind of British invasion with Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber. So we still have fabulous writing, songs that are poetic.
Good,
and
we
stirring.
Need it, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Shari.
You are welcome. Thanks for having us.
Shari Lynn will perform Shari Lynn and the Boys on Broadway on Sunday, April 9th at the Koolau Ballroom. It's a benefit for Mono Valley Theater's annual play production program, and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.